welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hello,
Broads. Hi, Broads. I know we're a little bit later on this one.
We are.
Sorry. Becca's in the middle of, like, buying a house and, like, closing on everything.
There is a lot going on. Grayson just opened his gym last week.
Yes.
Shout out to Long Beach Rising. And I don't think I've ever gone through so many changes in such a short period of time.
You're
going to
start school soon.
Yeah, like, I'm starting.
You have an infant.
Totally forgot
about
that.
Not to remind you of everything.
I was all listing off everything this morning and I totally forgot school. Yeah, start that in 3 weeks. It's been wild.
So it's been crazy. So you guys might have to be a little patient with us. You know, we might have a little hiccup here and there. But you know what? We're going to be dropping both episodes. And speaking of that, just a reminder, I believe next week is the last full week of Bachelor in Paradise episodes. And then the reunion, I think, is the following week. But after that, we're going to go full board into our non-batch episodes.
Content.
And please stay tuned because I'm super excited. We have some really fun guests that we have coming on. We have comedians. It's going to be a good laugh. We're going to have some really fun, serious conversations about body dysmorphia and you know, pregnancies and all sorts of stuff.
Influencer stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
Just thinking of one we already recorded. Yeah, and I know a lot of people tend to peter out when we go into non-bachelor content, but I think it's way better content. We still have a lot of fun.
So do I.
And we get to talk about what we want to talk about, not just about the same 12 people that we've talked about for the
past
6 months.
And granted, we bring them up still all the time in the regular episodes because they're great examples when we're talking about things like, you know, I don't want to name any names.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was going to drop something and then like do a Luke P reference.
Oh,
but then
gosh.
I figured, you know, but we're going to go there.
I really want to have him on still.
I know. I don't know if we're going to get fully canceled if we have him on, but I'm just so curious to talk to him now that everything is done.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a hard time getting Bachelor contestants just because, like the other night, we realized Christina said she would love to be on our podcast after her contract is up, which basically means that our podcast is a particular one that Bachelor contestants are not allowed to go on.
We are officially banned by ABC. I mean, this is obviously the thing that Becca and I had suspected this entire time.
And we're not the only ones. I should just say that, too. Like, when I was on my season, there was a list of podcasts that we weren't allowed to go on because for whatever reason, you know, they'll try to get like production secrets out of people, or
right,
they
basically
weren't safe podcasts.
You can't go on Reality Steve.
Yeah.
But the thing that's funny to me is that like we aren't trying to get production secrets out.
No.
They
but it might be because I talk about them. That might be something that's influenced.
Maybe
it,
or they know that the Broad Squad is too strong.
We're too strong.
We're gonna take over the goddamn planet. ABC.
They
watch
feel
out.
Honestly, it's because they feel threatened, you know? It's
We're too cute.
Yes, that's what it
is. Back to that. It's just like, I don't know, ABC,
they're probably just jealous.
They're just jealous of us. They think we're too cute. They think we're too smart and funny.
That's what my dad used to always say, you know, like, oh, they're just jealous of you. So now I've grown up my whole adult life
just
being
just jealous. Well, here's the thing. ABC has backed some really great podcasts. I do like some of the podcasts that are like supported by ABC, and it's fun because I can get some of my tea from those podcasts.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully, like Christina was saying on her live, she does want to come on the show when her contract is
AKA
done.
So, a year from now.
Is that how long
it
is?
It's a year.
Well,
no, I actually think Bachelor in Paradise is 6 months.
I'll say this. I also have heard from a few other people who are wanting to come on the podcast from Batch Nation. And a few of them, I feel like
maybe they're going to go rogue.
No, I feel like a few of them may go rogue and break the contract.
They might also just not know. You know what I mean? Like maybe people have talked about it specifically, which is why Christina knows she can't go on. And I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But I will say that it seems like Lord Tyler Cameron is not really part of the franchise at all anymore. At least it seems that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, he's just like, I don't know.
Well, his contract's not up until next May.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Contracts don't end until a year after the screening of the finale.
Oh, gosh, that's ridiculous. Everyone forgets about them anyways, right? That's the whole thing.
You know what's crazy, though, is American Idols is
so
like
sad.
10
I
years.
I never forget about you, Tyler. I will never forget about you.
No, but for real, a year is a long time, but not really that long in the scheme of reality TV contracts. American Idol is something like 10 years, something insane like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And the thing is that people like will sign their lives away, obviously, because they don't have anything to lose at that point. But once their career skyrockets, then, you know, they have the old ball and chain to ABC as well.
That's like unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
that
pretty crazy. So, you know, The Bachelor, relatively speaking, it's like a year. It's over so fast.
Well, thank you so much for letting me know that, because I was going to audition for Top Model.
They're going to have the rights to all your images for the rest of your life.
She's 5'5". She's almost 31. She's the next America's Top Model.
Remember when they did like America's Next Top Model, but with short women? I can't, or like petite yes. women.
Are you guys going to do short, older ladies anytime soon? Who are peeling like crazy.
Just non-models, top models.
What are your thoughts on that? Anybody? I don't
that
really,
actually would be.
I'm still trying to figure out how to take a decent picture for Instagram.
What about America's Next Average Model? That would actually be so funny.
I'm so into that. Or America's like Next like Housewife Model and like all housewives.
Too. That could also get so weird.
I feel like it would get very sexual.
Sounds like it. It sounds like some spin-off porn.
Well, some other quick tea to address before we dive into this episode. We got messaged by a few people because we didn't do the podcast. We're not recording until the next morning. Off the Vine, which is Caitlin Bristow's podcast, she put out an episode with Molly and Jason Mesnick, they're from numerous seasons ago, if you don't know. And yeah, he didn't choose her, and then he kind of pulled an Ari, and they are now married and have been together for a while.
Some people don't even know that Ari reference, the pulled an Ari.
True.
Basically, he picked one girl, broke up with her at the finale, uh-huh. and went with the runner-up.
Yes, he was the first to do this. But they've been together now for like 10 years, yeah. I think, something like that.
It's funny because it seems like that's the most, like that's kind of the sure way to stick with your person.
Yeah, just choose whoever, the opposite. Of who you feel like you're going to.
Or, you know, you have to feel strongly enough about someone to break up with your current person on national TV.
Become a villain even though you were the lead. Yeah. So basically, Molly said to Caitlin that she went to Ari, which was our Dear Becca season, the after the final rose or the reunion or whatever, and said the girls from Ari season were, I quote, treated her like dirt. And so it was you, wasn't it?
No, it's so funny. I think I vaguely do remember meeting her. I have to admit I didn't know who Jason and Molly were at that time.
Yeah.
But I definitely would never treat anyone
well,
like dirt.
Well, I can say, as someone who is with you very regularly, you were extremely friendly everybody.
Yeah, no, I would never like
you're not
I would never like ignore someone or like turn my head the other way or like no. be rude to someone. That's just not how no. I am.
And when I'm thinking about everybody from your season, I felt like all the girls seemed pretty friendly.
I feel like
right?
I met her and it was just like, hi, oh my gosh, yeah, so flattering, thank you, so nice to meet you. Like I'm
maybe
sure
maybe just... you didn't go like, oh my god, Molly, because you didn't know who she was.
Yeah, no, I definitely didn't know who she was, but I'm sure it was because
I watched that season. Yeah, but if you didn't watch that season,
but also, you know, it probably was maybe a quick exchange. It was a quick exchange. Maybe that's why she felt snubbed. I mean, there's a lot going on backstage. Like,
right.
we had places to be, so it might have been like, oh yes, thank you so much, okay, and then like turning around to go do something else.
Right.
But yeah. Anyway, that I wouldn't really treat anyone like dirt.
No. That was people sent that this morning and I was strange. Like really, that's so surprising.
Well,
to me,
I'm sorry that she had that experience. And Molly, you're probably not listening, but
Molly, we know
I'm
you're
really
listening.
Sorry if you felt hurt by me in any way. So
well,
anyway,
anywho, before we get into the meat,
yes.
You see what I'm wearing?
Your Rothy's.
I'm rocking my Rothy's. The most comfortable pair of shoes in my closet, aka I wear them 90% of the time, so thank God they're so cute.
They're very adorable. And not only are they cute, but they're also comfy. They're made out of recycled plastic water bottles. They're stylish and sustainable everyday flats for life on the go that comes in four different silhouettes and honestly endless colors and patterns. Jess likes the sneaker style and I like the round toe. And they really do have a style for everyone, and they launch new colors and patterns every few weeks and they sell out constantly. So that tells you something.
Well, yes, they are the hot shoe right now. All the conscious celebs are doing Rothy's right now, Becca. Okay.
I mean, recycled water bottles, come on.
Yeah, but seriously, it will blow your mind that they're actually made from recycled plastic water bottles. In fact, Rothy's has diverted over 25 million water bottles from landfills.
Wow.
Yeah, 25 million. And Rothy's are manufactured in a zero waste factory, and they ship directly in the shoebox. No unnecessary packaging, which can make me crazy. So I'm so grateful for that. And they are machine washable. It's so nice. When we were in Kauai last week, I got my pair all covered in red dirt from the gorgeous landscape, and I've had other shoes ruined because of this. Not my Rothy's. Threw them in the washing machine and they came out good as new.
Yep, they look brand new. Check out all the amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/chatty. Go to rothys.com, rothys.com/chatty to get your new favorite flats. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/chatty today.
Woohoo! All right, so let's get into this.
Gonna dive in.
Okay.
To
paradise. I do want to say this. A few people DM'd, and when they were doing the intros and they included Luke S. in the intros, people were like, oh my God, do you see he's smelling?
Smelling the, yes, the well, no, drink.
Yes, the drink, which I was like, oh, that's funny. But some people thought he was smelling essential oils at first. And I was like, what a lost opportunity for ABC. Can you imagine if they would have been having him act like oil daddy smelling essential oils? So the broads who thought it was, you guys are genius. I was like, it's tequila.
Yeah, I thought it was, yeah.
Essential oils would have been way better. I love that. Way better.
All right, so for starters, Blake didn't know that Derek had left. He's like, what, Derek? No. I'm like, where were you, man, the past 2 hours as Derek gave this dramatic speech?
Yeah, this was a long goodbye speech. Everyone cried. Everyone gave hugs. All the camera people were out there. Like, Blake, where were you? Like, staring into the ocean, trying to decide.
I don't know. Maybe it was a John Paul Jones moment. And
I
know.
I know. That made me laugh so hard. Well, then we see that John Paul Jones is talking with Chris in the pool, and he said that he doesn't regret anything he did or said about Derek.
Chris is basically like, I think maybe you should regret something.
Chris
from this
was
situation.
Like, Chris was such a lovely example of a good friend being like, you fucked up, buddy.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, hey, everyone loves you. You have great values and we love that about you. Just remember your values right
now. Yeah, and Chris really does have a place to come from. And he's done great on this season.
I know, he's been fantastic.
After his track record, which is so fun to watch.
Which, by the way, have you been noticing underneath his name, they're constantly changing?
Really?
Yeah. So it used to, at one point, they listed every single season that he did. And then they just changed it to Bachelor in Paradise veteran.
Yes.
And then yesterday, it was either last night or the night before, it said not Gerard Butler.
Oh my God.
They just are like,
that is hilarious.
The producers are working hard this season.
Oh, for real.
They are giving their all.
And let's see, John Paul Jones, I mean, he basically says the only thing that he regrets is how it made Tayshia feel.
Right.
Which I'm like, well, maybe you should apologize to Haley, too. And
exactly.
Like, kind
it's
of
important.
Were incredibly rude and were propagating lies about Derek.
Yes. Haley definitely needs a large apology. Everyone seemed to want JPJ to apologize. Dylan's talking about it. You have Mike, who's like, thing that his mentality is that he won the battle, but like, that's not the right mindset at all.
I'm sorry, can we talk real quick about Blake when he's in the interview and he's like, I guess some people say I've burned bridges. Does his little air quotes. I don't know why this guy was cracking up.
No,
both of us,
we were both like on the floor dying laughing.
So funny.
I told Becca, I said, I've never had, and again, this is not saying that I support a lot of his decisions,
but
by
really,
any means, but yeah. I've never had such a fast turnaround when I went from being like, this guy's a douche, to making, he makes me laugh the entire episode.
I really can't say anything bad about him once I figured out that both Christina and Kaylin were with that other guy that same weekend.
Yeah, so apparently, I don't know if Christina actually was. Like, she came with him.
Okay.
But there's not...
They were sort of, like, dates, but weren't...
But
like,
I don't know if... I don't think that there's any, like, facts that they, like, hooked up. But okay. Him and Kaylin hooked up.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. All right. I know. So,
Tayshia says that she doesn't know if John Paul Jones is the one now. Like, she doesn't know if she can get
there. She's having a sweet conversation with Mike, and they're kind of like, what are we doing here? And by the way, that moment on the beach when they were talking together, I'm like, this was, like, such a precious moment. I'm just so like, sweet. Kiss already. Kiss already.
I just don't even know what's going on with Mike. It's sad how he kind of got snubbed this season, but I guess not that much has happened to him. And I'm still dying to know what happened with him and Sydney.
I know. It must have just not really worked. I mean, we see how Matt Donald kind of moves on from Sydney, it seems like, in this, too.
But she doesn't even seem that upset about either one of them.
I know. Well, she just is kind of, like, gels, right? Yeah. I want to say about Mike, and we'll talk about this because there's so many moments, but with him, Mike getting snubbed this season, I felt like, and at the very end of the episode, he's talking about, like, you know, I'm always the one who everyone's like, you're such a nice guy, but... I was like so depressed watching it.
Yeah.
Between him and Derek, man. I know. Well, this episode, I felt like we had so many moments where we finally saw Mike.
Yeah.
And Mike was like the best friend ever. So logical, going from person to person, keeping people in check in a kind way. And I was thinking when we saw Mike on his dates, I feel like Mike acts on his dates like he feels like he should act. Yeah. Like he puts on a certain, like, I want to treat a woman like a queen, which is amazing, but I feel like natural Mike is going to treat a woman like a queen anyways.
Yeah.
And he kind of puts on this, like, has his lines trying to be sweet, whereas, and it's like, Mike, we saw you this episode, and if you're just being you,
just be your authentic chill self,
you know? Are just a gem of a human being.
Kind of what you're saying is, like, I think he doesn't have to go out of his way to, like, try to be someone nice because he already is.
Exactly. Yeah. He's trying to, like I said, do the treating
the woman. Say the right lines. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you're an amazing human and you're more complex when you're you.
Yeah.
And I love just Mike.
Yes, I totally completely agree.
Yeah.
So
we see Chris and Katie. They're like, let's take their relationship to the next level.
Everyone seems to be solidifying a little bit.
Yes, Demi and Christian have a sweet moment together.
Did we not see Chris and Katie actually go to the Boom Boom Room?
No.
That's the interesting thing.
I know. So maybe they did
it,
but it
didn't happen. Yeah.
It seems like it because towards the end, he asks her to be his official girlfriend.
Yeah. But then she talks about the next day and just says that Chris asked her to be his girlfriend. So maybe they didn't go to the Boom Boom Room.
That was a different moment, though, when he asks her to be his official girlfriend.
It wasn't the same night?
I don't think it was. No, it wasn't the same night. It was like the next day.
Weird.
Maybe they like sealed the deal. And then he's like, all right, you can be my lady
now. I mean, obviously, there's been a lot cut out.
We haven't seen anything of their relationship.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, just like we didn't see anything of Mike and Sydney. So
that's knowing BIP this season is like probably they're the two that are going to get married and we didn't see anything of
absolutely
their relationship.
Yeah, 100%. Although I don't think that's what's going to happen. I don't know. I don't personally think that Chris is that into Katie.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was just watching their dynamic and the way he was kind of like talking to her, but also not fully making eye contact all the time. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like shifty or anything. He doesn't seem, compared to some of the other guys, like he's really that infatuated with her. I think he likes her.
Yeah.
But I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Kind of one of those situations where it's sort of like a convenient relationship. Like, we both like each other. There's not really anyone else.
I see where you're coming from. The only time that it seemed different is when she then was like, you can go see other people, and he seemed like so thrown off and like devastated.
Yeah, that's true. They're both maybe he's just a little hard to read.
Yeah, they both seem so low key.
They both seem they're kind of weird together. I don't really like get it.
Yeah,
not like in a bad way. It's just
I wouldn't have placed them together.
I don't really understand their dynamic either. Nothing bad about that, but
yeah, no, I feel you. So then we have the JPJ Tayshia conversation, which again, our queen.
Oh, yeah. I accidentally deleted my notes for a second, but got him back.
Our queen is just like coming in.
She seemed kind of drunk and I was dying laughing because she was like, she's still an excellent communicator even while drunk. She's like, I don't like you pressuring me. So stop it.
I was just dead. Yeah, you could hear her slur a little bit. And I was like, honey's had her spicy Margos living her life and still communicates like a champion. Still says exactly what she means. And I love that. Yeah, she goes, you didn't know where I was with Derek. You were kind of giving me an ultimatum. I don't like that. I'm like, you tell him. She's like, I have good judgment. and you need to trust me.
Yeah.
I was like, you go preach, girl.
And JPJ's also don't be with this guy.
I know.
But like, you have good judgment. Don't be with him.
I know. The thing with the JPJ is that in this situation, obviously with Derek, he like lost his mind, and we see that someone's quite a hothead.
Yes.
But then you have the moment right afterwards that, you know, which taking notes from Tayshia, she clearly looked, first of all, she looked, yes, a little bit like she'd had a few drinks, but also then she looked like she wanted to kiss him.
Yeah.
And she resisted.
Oh.
And I was like, she is just like, you know, wow. The fact that, like, you know, she doesn't want to play her cards, like, she's keeping them close to her chest, not going to just, you know, dive into the mouth of JPJ, which I, you know, wouldn't have faulted her for. Mm-hmm. But you sit see, I feel like, the dynamic of why she does like him so much.
Oh, my
much.
God. Yeah, she obviously, I was watching this and I was like, oh, she loves him. When he finds the fish in the ocean, which, by the way, the most random thing.
Okay, hold on a second. That fish, first of all, was huge.
I also don't know how, like, how he spotted it from like 20 minutes away.
And also, like, was it, I feel like it was a fake fish.
No.
It looked
it was
like,
flopping around.
It looked like the producers threw it in there. It was like, and like had it glisten.
It was
and
flopping like, around, but he was like, I don't want it to die. I saw it moving.
He's like, quick, kiss it, kiss it. I don't want it to die. I don't want it to die.
And you could just tell she was like, she just loves him. She's just dying laughing.
Yeah, when she goes, there's something wrong with him. That's what it is. And I kind of like that.
Yeah.
She likes him a little twisted. And I get that. Derek is just like, such the right guy.
Yeah.
But JPJ's the wild card, and I get being intrigued by the wild card.
I get
for
that
sure.
too. I just don't think she should be with him.
I know, me either.
He is not as mature as her, and she's gonna end up like having to, I mean, she probably won't put up with that much shit, but I just don't think he's on her level, even though she likes him.
But honestly, I love her and respect her judgment so much that even if she does, I'd be like, well, You go, yeah, you go, girl.
I guess so. No, I don't feel like I would look down on her. It's just kind of like after seeing all this, I just really don't think she should be with him. Yeah. I don't think he deserves her, actually, I think is what it is. I don't really like him very much anymore, to be completely honest.
Yeah, no, I mean,
he's still kind of funny.
There were moments in this episode where I was like, okay, this is JPJ, and I get, like, you know, why I remember why he makes us laugh so
yeah
hard,
and I get that it's just I kind of am, it's kind of darkly tinted now, or I'm kind
yes,
of just like
no, of course.
Like when he does his stupid laugh and I just picture the way he was like laughing in Derek's face and it was just like weird and out of control, and I just
someone dubbed or did a not a dub but showed Batman and Heath Ledger as the Joker having
yes.
a conversation where Heath which by the way he looks so much
he
like Heath Ledger
yes.
and then Heath Ledger does the crazy Joker laugh and it's the exact
that's
same
so
thing
so creepy.
When you watch it, you're like, there's no difference.
That's so weird.
Just have to
I
throw some
100%.
Paint on JPJ's face.
Very devilish laugh. Okay. Now, then Chase comes in. And first of all, I'm like, who the fuck is Chase?
I kind of remembered him from JoJo's season.
I didn't
season.
Watch JoJo's season.
Okay.
So.
He's like, you know, business guy. Seems nice enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he immediately goes for Angela.
Yes, he didn't even.
Is there anything that Angela could have wanted more? No.
Oh, and the fact that there wasn't even like
a
moment.
Beat.
No, he just goes, I know what I want and it's Angela. I'm not going to talk to anybody else. And she's just like, yes.
This is exactly what I wanted.
I wanted to address too, yesterday or the day before, Nicole went on Twitter and apologized for the way that she first of all spoke about Angela's body.
Yeah, she also started it out though by justifying it.
She
like,
justified
it. Was a private
it, yes.
conversation.
But what
it's like, no, but you're on TV, so it's.
But
not
I will say this is that she justified, and then she said Angela's a beautiful person inside and out, and then we got a few DMs from some people saying that they know Angela and she's super super sweet and the editing whatever.
Yeah, I've seen that too on Instagram.
Yeah, so.
Well, actually, you know what? I saw that. I actually did kind of question her intentions again when she had the conversation with Clay.
That was
the
thing.
That
was the thing.
That really changed things for me.
I kind of had a moment too during that conversation. So she, I'm, you know, part of me goes, but there's also moments where I'm like, dude, it seems like
With Angela?
Pretty vish. But just like revenge girlfriend. Yeah. Like, I want to make him a little miserable.
Which is like, you know what? It's totally fair. I also really get that. Where you're like, I want to make him wish he had never broken up with me.
And also, like, as far as the face that she rocks, I mean, you know.
She got RBF.
Yeah, and sometimes people just can't help that, you know? Yep. So I don't know. She's one that we've gotten messaged about that she's actually a very lovely person. So
I may not like Nicole's body comments, but I have to say I do adore her impression of Angela and was dying.
I was like, okay, here's the thing. That is so shady, but they nailed it so hard.
Exactly.
That I was just, also, anybody else like swoon when Nicole all of a sudden struck that like that pose? It was like, damn, girl. Talk about America's Next Top Model.
When she was doing her Angela impression. Yeah. So like, funny.
Damn. And then with Tayshia, when Nicole was going by Felicia to her and waving at Angela when she was leaving, and Tayshia literally like slammed her on the bed. I was like, stop it. So obviously
I know Tayshia was a little like drunky drunk this episode. It was really fun.
She was living. She was just like, I'm dealing with all this JPJ, now that Derek's gone, shit.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I don't know what I want anymore. I'm gonna just go hard.
Now Clay's upset with the whole Angela situation, and I don't really think it reflects on his lack of feelings for Nicole or anything. We've talked about this before. I mean, yeah, we talked about it the past couple of episodes. It's gotta be super hard to see your ex with someone new,
right?
Well, doesn't matter if you broke up with them or not.
And you know, as I said a little bit ago, Mike came in and I was just dead when he was like, it's okay, Mike, if you're interested in Angela, she's a great girl, I get it. And Mike's like, I don't want to talk about you, or I don't want to talk about me and Angela, I want to talk about you and Angela. Uh-huh.
And he gave solid advice. He's like, let's nip this in the bud.
Yep. And he goes so how do you feel? And Clay doesn't say anything. He goes, Clay,
yeah.
Just calling him out. Yeah. Like you said, solid advice. You need to communicate.
Just get it over with.
And we see then during Chase and Angela's date, Chase is asking like, why didn't have like a clean break? And she said, because he said that he needed to have time
alone. I know.
Alone.
And she said that. And Annalise said that. And it's like, yeah, that's what everyone fucking says. Like Clay explains when he's talking to Mike. You don't want to hurt a person that you love. Yeah. So you do the whole, I need space. It's not about you. Like maybe in a different time period, it would have worked. That's just what,
right.
So just what everyone
says. So world PSA number one, to those who are getting broken up with, when someone tells you that they need time alone to explore themselves, that's a breakup. And you need to go, you need to take care of yourself and move forward. Listen, maybe one day it'll work out and they'll come back around, but you need to move forward because that's an end.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, it is.
And then also,
they'll let you know if it isn't an end, but don't count on it.
And PSA to those who are breaking up, take Mike's advice and just you need to just be direct. You can be nice and still be direct. It's going to hurt somebody, but rather spare their feelings and be direct right off the bat than make them have these like Angela moments where they're getting like, feels like there's not that door that's completely shut and they live in torment every single day.
Well, this really sucks. I was reading my note out of recently deleted and I guess I accidentally deleted it with all my notes. So I guess you got to lead the blind again.
I will do this pirate
Sad,
ship.
Because I definitely made a lot of good notes. That's depressing. Well, one thing I do remember that immediately happens after this.
Yes.
It's Christina. She's been here all along in front of me. How didn't I see it before? And I'm like, is the heat getting to his head? What did he also have too many jalapeno margaritas? What is happening?
Oh my God.
The thing that actually really weirded me out was that it seemed like he was being 100% serious. I don't see Blake being the type to be very good at a contrived kind of like, you know. Yeah, it's Christina. I want a rose. No, it was like this weird, genuine revelation.
No, it was like all of a sudden he was like this small schoolboy who realized that he was like in love with his teacher. It was like, like he saw her and was like, we're meant to be, and is going to like desperately try to make
it work.
But
then it was so weird. Maybe it was just editing the way they showed their relationship later in the episode, which we'll get to. But the way they made him look like he was super disappointed about the whole Brie scenario.
Well, it's like, yeah, that... But I think again, that's what I mean, what I'm saying. Like, he's like a schoolboy. It's like, I believe that he felt that way about Christina, but I also believe he has immature feelings and his mind changes every 5 seconds.
Well, it was probably like he had kind of conceded that Brie wasn't going to show up at that point, maybe too. So he's like, right. You know what? I got to keep my options open. Christina, oh my God, it's hurt.
It's been
and then
hurt.
Brie shows up 0.2 seconds later.
Oh my God.
And it's like,
well, he goes, so he's like standing around, everyone's making out. He's like lonely in the background. And then we hear him say this, and I literally, like, I almost passed out. He's just like, I just want someone to settle down with, someone who will fit in my life, who's gorgeous, who's funny, who's smart, who's sexy. I'm like, okay, dude,
is that too much to ask?
Who has a doctorate in neurobiology? Who can cook a gourmet meal blindfolded and handcuffed? It's like, dude, who can make love to me every night like it's Stagecoach?
He's like, is that really so much to ask?
That's all I'm really looking for. Who I haven't slept with yet.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
He's also into me.
And then, yeah, and then he has his moment. My thing, when he... What was killing me is it was just like Christina's plan worked.
It did.
She did it.
But then she also seemed.
But then she
I
didn't.
Really
she
know
also
what's going
seemed
on.
Thrown
she,
off.
She seemed genuinely thrown off and was kind of like, I don't even know if I want this.
Like maybe she wanted him to like fall back in love with her, but then she when it started to happen, she was like, wait a second,
this
I'm not sure if
really
I want
weird.
This. Yeah, because it seemed like she fully hypnotized him. That was literally how he snapped. Like, he went from being fully alone to pulling her aside, having his, like, you know, crazy, like, rom-com moment of realizing that it's been his best friend this whole time, this, like, Harry met Sally
totally.
Thing.
Well, I don't know if I've said it verbally, but I've been wondering why they don't just get together, because they've both been expressing these same feelings of, like, I just want something real.
Right.
Everyone has someone.
Right. Well... What I was dying about is when he then pulls her aside, he goes and he's giving her the whole spiel and is like, we always gravitate towards each other because we were meant to be blah, blah, blah. And she's just looking at him like, huh? And he goes, I can't stop thinking about you and it's driving me fucking crazy. And I'm like, dude, literally 5 minutes ago, you were wandering around telling people that you don't know why you're here anymore. So, wow, like 5 minutes ago, you were devastatingly alone. Like, and now you're just, I can't stop thinking
and
about
he,
you. It's making me insane.
I was cracking up too because he said something. I don't remember because I don't have my notes. And she goes, why?
I don't remember what he said. I don't remember. I don't have the specific deal, but oh my God, no. I just could not. She's like, I'm so confused where these feelings are coming from. And I'm like, but okay, girl, you know this whole time you've been working it. You've been working it.
See, their whole interaction, though, it seemed really genuine between her, too. I felt like she hadn't even really had Blake on her radar at that point.
Yeah. I also can't place her completely.
Yeah.
She's like... She like seems emotional and soft,
but
she's
also
got this
super
very closed
up
thing. And then she's like very quick and can be kind of like sassy. But then I don't know.
Yeah.
She throws me off a little. But then when I like watch her live, she's like very genuine. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think part of it was definitely that she was incredulous. But also, yeah, I think she had kind of given up on the whole Blake scenario.
Well,
once she got Caitlin out of there,
she's just like,
okay,
I just
whatever.
Wanted to make sure she didn't get you and then I'm good to move on.
Yeah.
So then we have the cocktail party.
We also see that Caitlin seems okay with Blake, which is weird to me. I don't know when they got to the point where she's
that's
like cool with him.
No, that's throughout the episode. But I also feel like it's kind of maybe like how we feel. Like you're kind of like at a certain point. You look at Blake and go, dude, he is just down in the dumps.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Like, what am I going to do? Beat a dead horse? Like,
yeah, I mean, it just seems like literally 10 days ago, she was like, Blake is the scum of the earth.
Yeah, but then it's like when you've been watching a guy, like, sadly make his way around a wedding alone, watching everyone else make out. He's always trying to sit next to, you know, trying to sit next to everybody and, like, start a convo because he's so alone.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of probably reach a certain point where you're like, okay, fine. Matt Donald is cracking his way through paradise. He's, you know, making toasts and cracking the entire time.
God, yes.
Chris Harrison's coming in with like the shade, the major shade.
You're like my son. Shut up, Chris Harrison. You think you're so funny.
Well, I'm just like, Chris Harrison, I adore you. You're one of my faves of all time. But the shade has gotten out of control now that, like, every time Chris comes in, it's to make a shady comment.
I said, you know what's so funny is he didn't, none of this showed on TV before, like, I don't know, the past.
But you, like, always said
Bachelor
he was.
Bachelor and Bachelorette season? Yes. But it seems like he's never showed that side on television, but that was, like, my very first impression of
him. Is that he's super shady, which I super love. Super shady. But I also need, like, Daddy Chris to come in and comfort the peoples.
Well, but also it seems like he's, like, letting the clout get to his head a little bit, where I'm like, shut up.
He's so famous now.
Yeah. He's like, I have so many. I'm totally IG verified.
He truly is. And he has what, like a mil now?
Probably.
Okay. Can we talk about Sydney and Matt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The best moment of the episode by far.
Where the producers just were soaring. When they're sitting together,
man, it's the editors. The editors, these editors are crazy.
When they're sitting together and Sydney goes, do you tend to make the first move? And Matt says, I do, but I'm notorious for being a scaredy cat. I'm like, nothing going to drive me up more than a guy calling himself a scaredy cat when it comes to
proclaimed scaredy cat
to making
in the
bedroom. First move.
Great. I'm like, oh, this is exactly
I don't
what I've
love
been
a fearful
for.
Man in the bedroom.
Like, I'm known for being very timid, shy, scared. Okay. You're really selling yourself, Matt.
Well, it's like when he says too, like, I tend to make the first move. I'm just like, what? Like, on date 10, Matt's going to go in for the handhold after he asks mom's approval. Here's my thing. I totally get not wanting to kiss someone on the first date. And I also totally get if he doesn't want to kiss anybody in general. That is his choice. He needs to live his life. The only thing that throws me off
is that he's on Bachelor in Paradise.
Is that he's on Bachelor in Paradise, but also the constant mom conversation.
Oh my God,
I would be like, what am I going to have to do once I meet your family? When you're talking about that much about your mom, regardless, I'm concerned.
Yes.
I'm concerned.
Yes.
Okay?
It's like Ben Z talking about his dog.
Ben Z.
Remember
little
that?
Benzie.
That was,
yeah, and he was such a handsome guy, and I love a good dog, but that started to really throw me off.
That was super cringe.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. Okay, so this is my thing. When he, though, is not right away going for kissing Sydney, part of me wonders, did he choose Sydney because maybe she came off as more like mellow
easygoing,
yellow, that like
slow.
Maybe he could avoid it because he made some comment where he's like, I don't feel like I have to do that with you, or he said something to her like that.
I would
was
be like, that
like,
is so insulting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's like, I don't think there's anything, like, yeah.
And then everyone at this point, the whole beach is like, so mad.
Everyone's,
are you gonna kiss Sydney?
Everyone's just doing this whole thing. We have a moment which was the most horrifying moment in the entire episode, when Dylan and Hannah are talking to him and they're explaining their first kiss, where apparently Hannah said, is your sinus infection contagious? And Dylan
that's
said, want to see. And that's how
and
they
she
had
was like, isn't that
kiss.
So smooth?
And I'm just like, I'm literally puking.
That's disgusting. Also, remember Hannah, I don't remember if it was with Dylan or with Blake. I think it was with Blake. Remember when we were like, that seemed really fast. When it just went from like them talking to them kissing, remember? And we were like, I feel like something got edited.
Yeah.
Was that Dylan or Blake? Because I wondered if we got the missing puzzle piece about the kiss. I think it might have been with Blake.
I think it was with
but
Blake.
But regardless, we definitely didn't see that moment with Dylan, but we did see their first kiss. So that being said, there is obviously so much being edited out of these people's interactions.
Yeah.
And that's really gross.
It was really disgusting.
Also, I don't remember what part this was, so I'm going to skip to it because it doesn't really matter. Dylan and Hannah's conversation when they're talking about the future.
Stop.
And she's like, we're gonna go on walks. And like, oh, dude.
No. She goes, we could do crazy, goofy things.
Okay, I actually do
like,
remember.
Like, wear our joggers.
I do
and
remember.
Walk.
You're getting it out of order. She did say first, like, we can go on walks and like, do be goofy
and wear
said,
joggers
but it definitely like seemed to be implied that she thinks going on walks and wearing joggers
well,
is like so goofy and silly, and their relationship is like so spontaneous and like awkward,
right? And but that's what we have
we
the,
can go on spontaneous awkward adventures like wearing joggers and going for walks.
And then Dylan's like, yeah, with like cut off sweatshirts. And I'm just like,
why are you guys already planning your outfits?
Maybe they're perfect together.
Oh, they are, obviously.
They both think that
they're both influencers.
That it's super goofy to wear joggers and cut off sweatshirts on a walk. So
Dylan, do we hate you? No. But do we judge you? I judge you 100%. Please stop thinking you're awkward and funky and weird and goofy. Because you are none of those
you
things.
You guys are gorgeous and just like normal.
Yeah, you're going to be the most successful basic bitches around. And that's like a compliment because you each are going to have your million followers. You're going to have basic babies and you're going to just kill it.
You guys are going to slay in the Instagram world, okay?
100%. And already are. So, you
know. Again, who's goofy? JPJ's goofy.
Yes.
That's
yes,
a weird person.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. So, going back though to Matt, yeah. So, everyone's, when Demi's doing her like kissing her hand, and I was laughing so hard because she's literally being so serious, just like,
I think I walked away and I'm really mad that I missed this moment because I have no idea what you're talking about for some reason.
Demi was showing Matt how to do it. She's like, this is going to be the right way how to do it. And she's literally like kissing her hand.
My God.
And doing it so seriously. And Matt's just like, oh my God, Demi, I love you. You're so funny. And in his head, you know, he was just like, this is so inappropriate. I can't believe my mom's watching.
He's like, I'm so turned on right now and I don't know how to deal with it.
And then everyone's like, dude, you need to calm down. They're giving him water to drink. He's rubbing ice cubes on his wrists.
Oh my, he's dripping sweating sweat. Like a
and
maniac.
Then he's just like, JPJ, can you help me out with my back? And JPJ's like, dude, you have great rhomboids.
This is the best body on the beach, guys.
Which, by the way, is true.
It is.
He has an insane body that
oh
we
my
have
gosh,
not
what's
seen.
His face would be so angry.
Oh my God, so angry.
What's his name? Kevin. Kevin would be pissed.
Kevin would just be like, I've been working at this for months.
Speaking of which, did you see Kevin and Astrid got engaged?
The other Kevin.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I did.
So cute.
So let's see. Okay, so then he is, yeah, he's about to like literally black out. And yes, Ruthie, tell us. And he finally gets the courage and she literally has to be like, please ask me to kiss.
Oh
like,
my God.
And he
so
finally
amazing.
Does it. And let me say this. He looks
he
like,
looks
a, good
like
kisser.
A good kisser. I thought this same thing.
I was like, that might be one of the best looking kisses
I
I've
agree.
Seen.
I agree. He
it
looked like
soft, sensual.
Yes. Yes. And this is something that guys, this is why I was like, wait. Actually, Matt might be like the sleeper sexy
yeah.
guy because
why
clearly
Matt's-
he's sensitive, slow. He's going to take his time, make sure you're comfortable. I'm like, is Matt the sexual partner I've always been wanting?
Exactly. I'm just like, listen, I don't know. But at the end of the day, does the voice, is it a little too high for my taste? Yeah. But you know what, Matt? I'm so sorry I judged you because actually you might be the babe we've all been waiting for.
The feminine, the guy in touch with his feminine
because
side,
we do
I'm
love,
obsessed.
We do love the femininity.
Of course.
Yeah, we love it. We
it's
love it.
It's beautiful and wonderful. And you know, it's overrated. Those guys who are going to jackhammer their tongues and you know what else into your mouth.
Exactly. And you know what? Matt looks like he would make love
100%. He would go down on you for like 2 hours uh-huh. and he would just be like, is that fine? You're like, I've came 10 times,
but also like, don't like, ask me enough. That many times if it's enough
yeah.
or if it's all right
or if it's okay or if he can keep going yeah. it's like yeah, yeah. no it's safe to say you can keep going Matt
yeah. Matt, you can always keep going. So then we have like the craziest montage ever with like the baby foal and spring arriving. Like
we had
oh
a full
my
planet
God.
Earth moment and it was amazing.
It was like, thank you so much again, editing. Like, you are working so hard and we respect you.
Editing team. Yeah.
You slay.
Shout out, props.
Shout out. So, one moment to pause. Speaking of shoes earlier, where is the sole of the shoe, really?
Oh, man. Was that a pun intended?
It was not, but wow, I am impressed. I'm impressed at myself. A natural pun. But the sole of the shoe, really, it's the sock. And these days, who are you even if you're not rocking a statement sock? Am I right?
Who are you?
Honestly, I love a statement sock. You can be rocking black sweatshirt, sweatpants, top knot, and looking straight fire if you have a fun sock. And obviously, the Godfathers, the OG of the statement sock, is Stance.
Stance totally changed the game when it comes to socks. They bring it. They've got creativity, design, and quality. So quality, in fact, that They're the official on-court brand of the NBA since 2015. The first brand to have its logo on the official uniform of the NBA. That's saying a lot. The first before any corporate giant. They also have the official sock of the MLB. The professionals recognize the style, comfort, and durability of Stance socks, so you can trust that they're going to last.
And their designs are amazing. Stance collaborates with a wide array of artists, athletes, cultural icons, and other brands like Rick and Morty, Kid Cudi, Marvel, Star Wars, Rihanna, and I'm obsessed with my Pulp Fiction line Stance socks.
They're so fun.
I get compliments on them constantly, and they have the cutest kid socks, too. Ember looks adorable with her little Stance Heartbreaker socks pulled up and her tennies on.
Adorable.
Yes.
Buy them by the pair or sign up for a subscription that's based on your preferences and your customized timeline. Imagine a few pairs of fresh, comfortable socks magically showing up on your doorstep right when you need them. Stance has a great offer for our listeners. If you go to stance.com/chatty, you'll get a free pair of socks with purchase. stance.com/chatty to get your free pair of socks. This is a limited time offer, so take advantage today and go to stance.com/chatty. If they're not Stance, they're just socks.
So, Becca, should we talk about your Lord and Savior other than Tyler Cameron?
Yes.
Supplements, vitamins, protein powder, and of course, our favorite way of getting those is through Care Of, the subscription service that delivers vitamins and supplements customized for your specific health needs right to your door in a daily precious packet.
By the way, for those of you that are worried about, I always get questions like, aren't the packets bad for the environment? Actually, the packets are all compostable.
All of them.
I just found out, which is fantastic, which is better than buying 8 bottles of vitamins, plastic bottles. Instead, you have these little biodegradable packets. It's great.
Thank you, Care Of.
So Care Of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices and takes only 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. You answer easy questions like how much sleep are you getting? Are you looking for more energy? Do you need something to help support healthy hair, skin, nails? It gets really, really personalized.
Then they send you personalized packages for daily use, which is so convenient. When we were just traveling last week, it was like, dang, these packages are so nice. I would never have remembered to bring all my vitamins and supplements on a trip if they weren't all packaged together nice and tidy for me. And like we've talked about, you can also get the protein powder now, which is amazing.
Totally amazing. For 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter chatty. That's 25% off your first Care Of order by going to takecareof.com and entering chatty.
All right. So let's get back to business.
Back to business.
Back to business. We have a Clay and Angela conversation.
Yes. Which I think, you know, at first it got off to a rocky start. I'm guessing this was over the course of an hour or so.
This was a long conversation.
The arc of this conversation was all over the place. But, you know, they get into it tit for tat as it goes. You know, he's like, you said you would do this. She's like, I wouldn't do that.
I love
that.
She's
like, you said this, you know.
She's like, you'd always be at the gym. He's like, I wanted you to go with me. She's like, you'd go for 4 hours.
Well, that's the thing. When he was first talking about having the same goals and ambitions, I thought we were talking about real goals, not gains.
Yeah,
and then they go into a conversation about how often they're at the gym with each other.
Well, I think this was probably referring to maybe when he was still involved with the football league. So he's having to go to the gym
Although,
on off season all the time.
Obviously, he's still working out about 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Also it was kind of funny to me. He was like, you would call me crying. And she said that was one time. But also I'm like, Clay, sweetie, have you ever been in a long-term relationship? Because I call Grayston crying about every other day.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm an emotional wreck all the time.
Excuse me, have you met a woman before? Because that's just
this is your new normal, sweetie.
Listen, I have to have like my every few day cry, and sometimes I'm angry, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm confused. It's all over the place.
Of course, not all women are like that, but the best ones are.
Exactly.
AKA us.
AKA me. But you know what really hit me, and it like hit me deep in the gut in their conversation, was when Angela was saying, you know, she was feeling defensive. Obviously, I get it. That, you know, I have goals for myself, Clay. I've always taken care of myself. And she just has her guard up majorly. Mm. And then he says, but your goal is to be a wife and mother. And I discovered I wanted more than that.
That was painful.
And that was like, it was painful, but it was also like a really, I thought, powerful moment that was kind of like, neither one of these people are wrong.
Yeah.
She wants to be a wife and a mother, and he doesn't know if he's ready, and he wants to explore more.
Yeah.
And they're both people that maybe they would have worked out, but they want two different things, and that's
okay. They're different
okay.
places, because there's going to be a point where all Clay really wants is, like, a family.
So I mean,
probably.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, I don't know how many situations I've seen with, like, friends and whatever who have been in positions like that, where it's like you really care about somebody but you want two different things, and honestly sometimes the wiser thing when you're young is to maybe part ways permanently or for a while, because yeah. you know, you want to be happy long term, and if the person doesn't want the same thing as you, it's not good to force somebody into your dream
yeah.
when it's not yeah. Yeah, you know yeah. mutual. So definitely. I thought it was a very legit reason. I was dying, though, because when she said, yeah, and you're like, oh, my God, Becca nailed it. When she goes, yeah, but like 2 days before we broke up, you asked what our babies were going to look like. I'm like, Becca literally word for word said he probably asked what their babies were going to look like.
Yes. Like something so casual, yeah. honestly, and just like a funny conversation. And
yeah.
they keep bringing this up.
I know.
Over and over again. As some sort of proof that like he was really about yeah. to propose or some shit
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, I felt like the way that they ended, she did not seem pleased with him.
No, but
it definitely seemed like they put a cap on it. And then he afterwards was like, beaming during yes. the rose ceremony, and it seemed like it was finally done.
I honestly felt like it was a tender moment. Like yeah. maybe she wasn't like the happiest, but I thought they came to a pretty tender ending yeah. where like he gave her this smile, and it was kind of this just like knowing smile of like someone who's dated this person, or they're kind of like,
right,
I see you. And I was like, yeah, I see you too. Okay. Yeah. Like let's
yeah.
move on.
No, I thought it was good. Really and then, that. And then when we, had the rose ceremony, we see, there didn't seem to be like, obviously we saw a few faces from Angela, but again, I think maybe she just has RBF.
She just has that face, yeah.
Yeah. But Clay was happy and he finally seemed relaxed for the first time. So it's like, listen, yes. honesty and communication, it might be hard in the moment, but in the long run, it's going to pay off.
Yep.
Also, we have the Blake and Kaylin moment, and somehow Blake is at the table again as she's trying to eat with Connor. Her and Connor are arm in arm, and Blake's just like sitting there, and Kaylin's like, what's going on with you? And Blake says, I think you're going to be annoyed by it, but I think Christine and I are going to give it a shot.
Yeah, and she's like, okay.
And then you see her interview, she's like, I'm really not surprised. Christina's always had a thing for Blake. Like I'm she like, had to
oh,
throw
like
in.
You didn't have a thing for him for so long. Oh,
no,
shut up.
I was dead. She had to throw in the Christina comment instead of like Christina the Blake. Shade. You know how Blake is. It was like she had to make the Christina comment.
I also love how they're totally setting it up for Dean to come back, because she's just like, I don't even think about Dean. It's all about Connor. I can see a future with Connor. Like,
yeah,
Connor and I are solid.
And here's the thing. When you watch Kaylin and Connor together, it's like this girl is too complicated. For like,
dude, I thought that I was about to say the same thing. Like, I will say what I will about their relationship, but Connor and Kaylin should not be together.
No,
like, Connor is, you know, Connor keeps calling Dean a loser, but like, I don't think Connor really has much of a place to talk.
Well, I don't, okay. Well, I don't think that Dean,
dude, Connor's like depth is like maybe this much.
This is my thing. I don't feel like Connor, I have to take into consideration production and us not seeing yeah. any conversations that they're having, but Connor just seems kind of like a nice chill guy.
Oh, he seems super simple.
And Kaylin is much too dramatic. She wants complication.
Yeah.
She's gonna get bored to death with Connor.
Now, I mean, Connor
actually
just,
may it be healthy for her, maybe.
Yeah, maybe actually.
But she wants, I feel like she's gonna want someone like Dean who's gonna
Connor's a nice guy, but like he doesn't have much to say. And like it could be editing, but we didn't really hear him say anything really
on Hannah's
profound or and remotely on Hannah's season, and he seems like a really boring. I don't know why. Something about Connor kind of gets under my skin.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I especially
when he was just like, yeah, like Kaylin and I are solid. I was like, you are not smart. Like you really are maybe 12.
But also she probably is leading him to believe that because we know that Kaylin is like an enchantress.
Well, then they're perfect for each other because I was not Connor and her and Dean. Cause I was dying about how Christina, after Connor says,
like, yeah, I think we're going to stay together. She goes, ha, have you met Dean? And I was cracking
that
up.
That was unbelievable.
Because it's true. Both of them are like very charming, like enchantress people.
They get what they want.
So get what they want. Yeah. And are used to that. So they really could be perfect for each other.
They really could.
Both a little bit deceitful, a little snaky, but both really like cool and fun and interesting. So. Yes.
So then we have the rose ceremony. You know, Nicole and Clay are good. And Nicole does make a comment when she goes, no matter who walks down these stairs, no one will ever come between us.
I know. I was like, okay, dramatic and creepy.
Also, yeah, I was just like, is that more of like an ultimatum question for him? Or was that like you being sweet?
Yes, exactly.
She's just kind of like, won't they, Clay?
Definitely kind of came off as like a trap. Like, yeah. No one will ever come between us.
They better not. So then Chase and Angela are together, Christian, Demi.
By the way, Christian and Demi are very, if we're going to talk about like complementary relationships, their personalities seem so complementary to
each
other.
Like the fact is they're the best couple on the island.
Definitely in terms of like compatibility and like all that kind of thing. I think their personalities are super compatible.
When Christian had her first rose to give away, like it was her first time ever giving away a rose and Demi was crying. I was like, all right, this is too much for my heart.
Christian is probably the most mature person on Paradise, I would say. And granted, she's not caught up in drama, but she's clearly eons more mature than most of the people there.
Well, you see her like constantly in the background now kind of being like, well, I have a thought. Like, we'll give her advice. Kind of being like, let's all just
She
think
seems
logically.
Like one that's super wise beyond her years. Because I think she's, what, 25 or 26?
Yeah. So
and she just seems to really know what she wants and like, yeah. I don't know. I like her.
Hannah and Dylan, by the way, Dylan looked surprised for like 100% surprised when Hannah gave him the rose. And I'm just like, are we not all tracking with this? I was like, he was like, oh God, I was worried it was going to be Blake. Still always a little
I don't know
on
where
edge.
That girl's head is at. That's what I love about her.
Katie and Chris, Luke, S and Haley, Connor and Kaylin, Sydney and Matt, Tayshia, JPJ, and then Christina and Blake, and she said that she mm-hmm. wants it to go beyond a friendship rose. Mm-hmm. And then our sweet Mike left.
Yeah, that was really sad.
That was a really, really hard. And then he said, why can't someone tell me what I need to do to be a better man?
I know.
And that's why I wanted to yank or jump into the TV and be like, Mike, you're the best guy. Just be who
yourself.
You are. Be who you are. And like, you have so much to offer the
so
world.
So much to give. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. And he's going to have, I mean, you know, Demi Lovato.
Yeah, please, for the love of God, do us all a favor and join the ranks of Tyler Cameron and join the A-list crew.
Yes,
please.
Yes,
we
please.
All need it. We need men like Tyler and Mike in our A-list
yes,
society.
Yes, I agree.
Please.
I was wondering where Haley giving the rose to Luke S came from.
Well, they went on that date last episode.
Christina went with him.
Oh, yeah, huh? I guess it must have just been, wow, my brain.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
It must
we
have just
We
been,
haven't seen any of that.
Yeah, we haven't seen that. Maybe they're chatting. I would not hate that couple at all.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, there's some girls like Haley that didn't really have any specific guy to give it to. So I was kind of wondering why none of the girls gave it to Mike.
Actually, so, kinda, yeah, I know. Actually,
kinda interesting.
Now that I think about it, Luke S. and Haley... Like, smart, secret
Do
smart
we
Haley,
ship them?
And he's really smart, but she could be, like, I know that he's in Washington, like, politics.
Yeah.
And she's, like, his babe wife who acts like, oh, my God, but actually, like, knows everything about politics.
I love Luke S. Like, he is
Me
my,
too.
Like, sleeper stan.
I love him. I love him. I really hope that they actually end up dating.
Me too.
Excited about it. Well, speaking of dating, Blake is like, I'm putting Christina first no matter what next morning. And of course, then a model walks through the door because evil.
Did you think that he was going to end up going with Brie, actually?
I didn't because they were making such a big deal
about
it.
I know. And we also didn't see, like, you see Christina getting upset, but nothing really else. You
right,
know?
So right.
Like, oh,
so I
probably,
kind of figured. Also, yeah. like, Blake
Is he really that dumb?
He can't be that dumb, right? No. But Brie, all the couples are sweating, let's be honest. Brie walks in and is just like, well, okay, Sports Illustrated just walked in.
Well, the funny thing is when I went and listened back to... I was trying to find where I thought that Dean was talking shit on Kaylin, but actually he wasn't. But he was saying so much stuff about Brie.
Really?
Yeah. But I think he likes Kaylin a lot more than her. But he just kept saying talking about how hot Brie is.
Well,
which,
definitely,
like, she is.
I could see her in his van 100%.
a surfer well, girl.
Yeah, because she kind of looks like one of those like travel nature influencer yes. type people.
Like definitely maybe she doesn't wear makeup, but like is like microbladed to the gods. So like she still is looking like she has makeup yeah. on. But when you saw her surfing, you were like, oh, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're like a nature model girl.
Yes, yes, yes.
Maybe they're going to end up working out.
No, I really actually do believe in him and Kaylin.
I know, me too.
I don't know if they're going to be like forever, but I think that they can give it a good go.
Yeah. So Bree ends up taking, like we said, takes Blake aside. It doesn't, he ends up making the good move. I was dying when Tayshia literally like is like grabbing Christina's hand and she's like, if Blake goes on this date, you better say boy, bye, Christina.
Cause I was thinking that exact same thing in my head. I was like, boy, bye.
Yeah, no, if he would have said yes, it would have been like, not only are we never happening, like I'm taking my rose that you just, or that I just gave you and I'm eating it.
Which, honestly, if we're going to be strategic about Paradise, that would be the dumb move to do anyway, because who knows, a hot guy could walk in the next day and you and Bree don't really have anything established and you could be
oh,
leaving
yeah. Yeah.
You 2 days
have to
later.
You have to be strategic. but she's in a full panic, and then when he comes back to her, it's like you see her kind of settle, but she's still like, but I still don't trust you.
Yeah.
But Blake, this entire time, after the Bree is taking Matt on a date, Blake is tripping out, convincing himself that he should be with Christina and not with Bree. And he's talking about how special their relationship is, and the montage of him being like, look, this was my pee, the color of my pee this morning. And he's like showing her like Gatorade to Christina. And then it's just like they're laying together. He's like, we're talking about important things. And he's like, and then my dad woke up in his underwear in the car in the middle of the night. Like, could I be more obsessed with this guy? He just showed the girl that he says he's in love with what the color of his pee looked like in the morning.
Which, like, bro, you need to hydrate. That's nasty.
I know. I'm just like, you are clearly drinking too many margaritas and not enough water on this beach, honey. Please.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
What?
Bree and Matt go on a date, and all of a sudden Matt has no problem kissing on the first date. And not only is he kissing on the first date, he is going in.
Tragic, right?
So tragic. For Sydney to watching that, that has to be horrible.
But also maybe like she warmed him up and now he's like, no, I don't, I already kissed, so my mom can't care.
And now he's just like a kissing whore on the beach. He's just like, everybody come in
here. I'm like, I want to go make out with Matt. Like, look at him.
I know.
I want a little piece of that Matt McDonald. Okay.
But him and Bree really were like going for it. And I just don't feel like it would work in the long run.
I mean, we know nothing about Bree except that nothing. She's pretty.
I just feel like Bree, again, she just hits me as that like adventure girl. And like Matt would be more like, you know, have a pie ready for you when you come home.
What does he do? But that could be perfect together. That sounds
true.
Like my dream man.
It's true.
I just go do whatever the fuck I want and come home and he has a pie ready for me and ready to like sweep me off my feet and make sweet love to me. Okay.
It's true. That does not sound bad at all. Not bad at all.
I mean, Gray cooks for me all the time and I love it.
Oh, it's the best when
I
a man
love
cooks
a,
for
I
you.
Love a, and he's the only one that does the dishes. So I love a homemaker hubby.
Same. I gotta go say thank you to Evan.
Kind of the move.
I kind of just float around. And he does a lot of the work. And
he's
like
literally
cleaning.
Holding the baby right
he's
now.
He's holding Ruthie.
While Mama works, okay.
So,
yeah, I don't really see anything serious with them together.
Yeah, but I definitely feel like he. I'm curious to see if he's going to give his rose to Sydney or Bree.
I'm thinking Bree.
I would imagine too. As soon as Bree walked in, Matt was like hawk-eyed, like didn't engage with Sydney. We didn't see him even talk to Sydney at all. He just like threw himself on that date and was just like, and he kept saying like, "I'm on the beach with a model."
I know,
and it's like, oh, Sydney,
sad.
So then.
Sorry,
we
you're
have,
still leading me, so I'm like, what's next?
Yeah, so then we have Chris, who we have the moment where Chris tells Katie that if she doesn't bear him 2 children, he'll take her out back and off her. So romantic.
So romantic.
Okay.
That was actually the conversation that seemed a little weird to me. Like, and I don't even mean anything about the content. Obviously, they're just like joking and being silly. But there's something about him that seemed a little distant and kind of like...
Maybe he's, like, getting more and more disengaged.
I think so. I think so. That's just my, that's just, I'm, that's my read.
Oh, I hope.
And I've thought that before we see the preview, where obviously some shit's going down.
I hope that, Katie's going to be okay.
I'm sure she will.
Katie.
She can take care of herself. Yeah,
that's very true. She'll be fine. But can we pause for 1 second?
Yes.
Because I want to talk about Fab. Let's talk about fit. Let's talk about fun. Fab and fun is what we trust.
That was so good.
Wow, I'm so impressed with our singing.
It's FabFitFun. The women's lifestyle subscription box filled with full-size, premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and wellness products sent straight to your doorstep every season. I would say that FabFitFun is the perfect way to treat yourself. You order your box or seasonal subscription, and when you walk up and when you wake up to your order in that triple F box, it's like freaking Christmas.
And then you take it into your bedroom or your closet to be alone and slowly unwrap it. Discover all the amazing treasures inside. You put on the hair wrap or eye masks or hand lotions and have your self-care moment right there. FabFitFun is full self-care. If you don't believe me, order one yourself and slide into my DMs if you have a problem, okay?
Yeah, and they don't just have beauty stuff. They have, like, you know, a charcuterie board.
They've got it all.
Like, trendy lunchbox.
And honestly, what's more self-care than a charcuterie board?
Agree, sweetie. Well, the 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is on sale now, so there is your opportunity, broads, but these boxes sell out fast. They really do. So make sure and get yours today. And remember, some of these items are customizable.
So today, use our coupon code CHATTY for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. That's coupon code CHATTY for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Okay, well, speaking of Dean and Kaylin earlier, we had those moments where all of a sudden Connor and Kaylin are on the beach and she's saying, you know, that she's so over everything. Like, I'm so over Vans, so over mustaches, so over blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, Dean comes walking up.
He did not look bad in an all black outfit.
I was going to say, though, you got black jeans and a black button down on the beach.
I liked it.
He looked hot, but he had to be wanting to pass out.
Yes, definitely.
But
you can't go sweep a girl off her feet in trunks.
That's very true. Very true. Now, Kaylin's face when he walked up was priceless to me because she did not look horrified. She had that, like, oh my God, but like little smirk.
And almost, yeah, like she almost knew it was coming.
Interesting.
I did actually think about that. I don't think it was planned, but
I don't think so.
I don't think so, but I did sort of wonder.
Because when he left, and remember how much she was sobbing for like 24 hours after? Well, no, like seven. Until Connor, but it was there was some heavy crying going on.
I don't think it was orchestrated, really. I wonder if it was on Dean's end.
Definitely could have been on Dean's end, but also that would have just made him like, made
look
him
like
look
an asshole
worse instead of if he just would have like stayed with Kaylin.
I actually like bought what he was saying. It seemed real.
Me too.
But also, like, why did he rent a car to drive to the Grand Canyon?
Well, maybe when he landed, his van wasn't waiting for him. It probably was? It was probably in storage waiting because he didn't know how long he was going to be in paradise.
Okay.
You have to prepare for these things.
Okay.
Especially if he's in Los Angeles. Those things are going to get parking ticket and towed like nobody's business.
True.
So he probably was like, you know, where did he land? In Florida or something, he said. And then he like...
Florida? The Grand Canyon?
No, he
listened. San Diego?
No, he said, oh, San Diego. He landed in San Diego and then he drove to the Grand Canyon, which how much better can you get to have like a self-reflection moment than staring into the Grand Canyon and all you see is Kaylin's flowing hair.
Yes.
But when he was talking to her, he said that he made the decision that he thought was best for her and that wasn't fair. I'm like, okay, well, at least we're acknowledging that.
Sure.
You did make the decision for her and that wasn't fair. And then...
It's funny, though, because in that moment when he broke up with her, I didn't really think he was, like, making the decision for her. It was sort of like he was, like, running away, you know?
But he was making the decision for her saying, like...
you don't deserve to be with me.
Maybe it was just him running away, but he propositioned it in a way of like, we just keep getting closer and closer. And if we keep getting closer, like your heart's going to be broken and you need better than me and blah, blah, blah. And that's like, that's making a call for somebody. Yeah.
Although he said basically that he was going to break up with her at the end of Paradise, which was like, you know, when he first broke up with her.
So it's like, okay, well, I guess fair warning. I appreciate that.
Please save me from that too.
Right.
But I wish I had my,
well, he then says to her, they're like having their conversation and he's saying that he couldn't stop thinking about her and that he was going to wait until she got back from Paradise. Yeah. But he was so nervous because of seeing how fast everything moved with them. And then the moment when she says, yeah, Connor's here now and like we connected and it's been easy, and Dean looks at her with that smile and goes, who the fuck wants easy? And I like passed out and I'm like, damn it, Dean. Why do you gotta be so hot? Why do you have to be so stupid?
But I'm also like manipulative.
That's what I'm saying though, because like it got me and I was just like, screw you, because he's got that charming smile and he has those lines and he's so cute.
Yeah, and that's
cute.
Such a shitty thing to say, like, yeah, I'm gonna keep you crying all the time, but that'll be more interesting than someone that's easy. It's like, oh God.
Who in the world wants something that comes naturally and is organic?
Who in the world wants a comfortable, healthy, mutually satisfying
relationship? Who doesn't want to be sobbing into their pillow every single night wondering if this relationship is actually for real? That's what we want.
Yeah, no, but I do agree that it seems like they really do have something. And God, there was something I wanted to say about his speech, but I don't remember what it was. But it was something positive.
I think that he did it to a certain degree, own up to certain things, saying like that he's afraid.
I know what I was going to say. I was going to say that you hit the nail on the head when you were talking about how he is going in the direction of his dad, because he even kind of admitted it, where he was like, I've found that I run away from connecting with people, just like in general. You know, he wasn't even just talking about with her. He was like, I run away from connections with people because that feels safer for me.
And the thing is, if it is this like generational thing that he's seeing, like you can't blame him for that being the tendency. No. And good on him for figuring that out about himself.
Yeah. The only thing that I was kind of like about is he was like, you know, I do want a lifelong partner and it's taken me this long to reach it. And I'm like, bro, you've been saying this for the past like what, 4 years now, 3 years that like that's what you want, a partner. And like you're saying it now as if it's like you've been saying this.
Well, he said that if I can, like, he's been waiting to be perfect for someone, and if he continues to wait to be perfect to get into a relationship.
Oh, I thought he said he was waiting for someone perfect.
No.
Okay.
He said he was waiting for it to be, like, him. I believe he said he was waiting for himself to, like, finally be perfect and to be in a perfect situation ready for a relationship, to get into a relationship, and then he's like, but I guess I'll be alone forever. Yeah. And the thing is, I mean, that is a very wise thing to say. There's certain people who do run from relationships or even maybe run from the idea of having kids because it's like it has to be at the right time, perfect situation. It's like you're never going to find that. It's never going to be completely orchestrated. Exactly,
yeah, and I think a lot of men and women get trapped in the cycle of like, what if I'm missing out on something better on the other side? Mm-hmm, and that's really hard for people, and I've dealt with it. That same thing as well is like, what if there's something better around the corner?
Yeah.
What if I get like antsy and don't want to be in this? What if I, so it's better just to like not do it altogether.
Yeah, no, I agree. And when he was saying those things, I'm like, sounds like you've been listening to your friend Nick's podcast. I feel like he was literally quoting things that I've heard Nick say. I'm like, I bet they got on the phone and Nick gave him a little talking to.
Wasn't Dean on his podcast recently?
Has he been on it?
I feel
recently?
Like I saw that. Maybe not, but maybe I felt not. Like I saw it.
It sounded to me like literally things that I've heard Nick say.
Well, they're good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could just imagine him being at the Grand Canyon and hopping on the phone with Nick and Nick being like,
Well, I really do believe, though, that he like couldn't get her off his mind and all that kind of stuff. It did seem pretty real to me. So,
well, and that's when we had the moment where what you said with Christina, where Connor's like, I'm not super stressed about what's going on.
Have you met Dean? No. I was like, ah!
And she laughs. And immediately, and she goes, oh,
it was so so like Connor started just went from totally chill to starting to spiral so quickly,
just complete spiraling. And then it was interesting to me that we have the moment where all the girls are sitting together. Demi comes in with the insight again. She's basically the therapist of this season, yeah, where she's like, I think that Kaylin's projecting her feelings about Dean onto Connor the entire time. Mm. Like, and it's so true. You saw her feel so it seemed so passionately about Dean, and then Connor came in and it's almost like she was just trying to like replicate how she felt, even though she didn't even like really know Connor at all.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
her
yeah.
and Dean have had a history before this.
Yeah.
And then we see all the girls sitting around saying that it's obvious to them that she connects with Dean more.
In front of Connor, and Connor's just looking around like, guys,
was it in front of him, guys, or was that editing?
I was maybe editing, but tell. That was it was cracking me up because it was just yeah. like, oh yeah, definitely she belongs with Dean. And he's just like,
I don't think that he was there. That would have been so brutal. Just
I
to
wish
be like-
he was though. It was hilarious because he it just made the way they were cutting back and forth made him look like he was just like.
Well, then when Connor's doing the whole like, yeah, he's such a loser. He's such a loser, and it's like, okay, again, I know that we're all just they're all just reality TV stars. I'm going to include myself yeah. in this.
We're all just reality TV stars. You know how it is, Becca.
You've seen me on America's Next Top Model. I get it. No, but they're all just reality TV stars, right? But at the same time, Dean has done this many times. He's famous in this world, and Connor's like talking some serious smack on him.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, Connor, sit down for a second. Dean's a little bit on like this, like, you know, the Batch Nation, like upper echelon. Like, let's just, you know.
Yeah.
Don't say too much.
Yeah.
Don't say too much. You're going to have the Batch Illuminati after you soon. Clearly, they're still okay with Dean because they've allowed him on the show time and time again. So yeah, then we find out that Dean wants her to leave Paradise with him,
yeah.
which I kind of liked that he didn't come back and say, I'm coming back.
For some reason, I saw that coming. I felt like he was going to be like, do you want to go live in my van with me? I don't know why. I sort of like felt like that's what he was going to do.
Yeah.
Which is probably the better move.
That's what I was saying. It's like, it felt more genuine to me for him to be like, not to be like, I'm coming back and let's try this again. But to be like, leave with me.
Just what a difficult situation to be in. It's like the situation we all sort of like dream of and also like are scared of at the same time. Your ex being like, I fucked up, and you're with someone new, right. and they're like, I want you back. It's like, oh my gosh.
And also for Kaylin, she's going to, if she leaves with Dean, she's missing out being on camera for the next two episodes. I'm serious.
But she's got a way, like, you know, the followers, if she's went in an established relationship.
True, true,
the kind of
true.
Photos are going to get at places like the Grand Canyon. I think it's a really solid investment for her and her
it
and
is
her
true.
Career.
She does, he, you know, he has a much larger following than Connor, I believe.
But I don't know. I think maybe she should get with that Mark Doner guy that she was making out with the same weekend as
oh, yeah.
as Blake. You got 3 million Instagram
3 million.
Followers.
Now, yeah, that's the call.
That's
the
it.
Call.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So next week, we're left.
Such shit talkers. I love it.
But it's true.
I
if
know.
We're going to do that, you're going to go with someone for fame. You go with the guy with who's they got the YouTube channel that's
yeah.
established.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
and
a
now
whole different
see now
group.
She's getting her wires all crossed because she's like, wait, I for the first time ever being on the show, I actually have feelings for someone.
Well, I think she like we've talked about in episodes before when they first sat down and had their date. I was like, I think this is the real deal. Like she's just they were so giggly and she was so play. It just was a different side of her. I felt like than we've seen at all,
which is also. Like, it's also kind of funny because, like, with Colton and with Blake, we almost saw her being incredibly more dramatic than her breakup with Dean, which is kind of telling. Because with Colton, you know, she went on for months, even though obviously they'd been hanging out and were chill. Like, my heart is broken. I can never go
Colton's
on.
Like huh?
Yeah. And then with, you know, even with Blake, it was just like, he is a bad, bad man.
Yeah.
And then with Dean, it was kind of like, forget him. And with Connor now, it was almost like she couldn't handle,
no,
like,
so
giving
true.
Him the satisfaction of, like, really being that into him. Because she really was.
Also, when we see her with Colton, her with Connor, her date with Mike, even Blake, we see a Kaylin who's very, like, pageant-y, smiley, and is, like, saying the right things and whatever. And, with
and it's
Dean,
like, ha-ha, you're so funny.
And with Dean, like, she's kind of like, giving him shit. Mm-hmm. And she kind of like isn't smiling a lot, and she's got that kind of like spice in her eyes. It's like, oh no, there's like a real
connection.
You're into him. And like what Katie said at the Women Tell All, that she'd been trying to slide into Dean's DMs. Like, this is the guy she was wanting the entire time. Like, you wonder how many years has Kaylin been watching, wanting
Lusting
Dean.
Over him.
Yeah. Deany babies.
That's so funny.
So I'm assuming she's going to go with him.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It seems really obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, I still called it from like, I feel like I didn't call it, but I felt that way since I saw his tweets about Blake.
Yes, when he was defending. Like,
okay, they're obviously together.
Yes.
That's how I saw
and
it.
And I'm extremely excited for, not next week, but the following week, the reunion, because apparently I've heard, I don't know specifically what happens, but I've heard that some serious drama and shit go down between Blake and Dean, so I'm so excited.
Oh my god. How, really quickly, how do you feel about that? Do you think that Dean has like a right to go after Blake?
I'm gonna wait to see what the issue is, because
I'm sure he's gonna go after him about the text.
Well, I, like we've talked about when the whole Blake thing initially came up, Dean said on a podcast that he had been in contact with Blake, and like the day of, they were talk, like numerous people were telling Blake, do not release the text. And he's like, he says that like, I had been there for Blake. I've been trying to talk him off the cliff. So I would understand there is a frustration there again, since even with like, if he's still with Kaylin, and let's just say he's like, Dean's fully in love with Kaylin.
Yeah.
He wasn't being like a dick to Blake, even though Blake and Kaylin had their drama. Yeah. He was, I think there's like that level of like, dude, I'm still being there for you. I'm being a friend with you regardless.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go do this.
I just thought his tweet was like really like, I didn't feel like he had a place to talk when he was like, this is a man trying to salvage his ego and do blah, blah, blah.
But if he is currently in a relationship with Kaylin, you know how you get when you want to protect the person that like you're in love with.
I'm not surprised that he would say something like
if
that.
If someone like came after Evan, even if it was for like a good reason, I'd be like, I would just tear someone apart, because I'd be like, that's my husband, how dare you.
Of course.
It's like watching all the Real Housewives stuff. Like on the Real Housewives, I feel like one woman is always going after one of their husbands, and then the wife flips a lid.
Even though the husbands are usually trash.
Right. Even, I don't even care if the guy's trash. The wife then flips a lid, and then everyone's like, I can't believe you freaked out because, you know, Gina went after your husband. It's like, well, yeah. I mean, you get defensive of the person that you love.
Remember
like,
Dorinda's guy? Remember that creep? What was his name?
Oh,
are they still together?
Is it John? John.
John.
He's got his laundromat or whatever. No, what is he? He's a dry cleaner. He's the best dry cleaner in New York.
I immediately thought of him because like everyone was always going after John.
Right. Everyone can't stand him.
Was and Dorinda would defend.
And she'd always be angry. I'd be like, yeah, I get that. I would be you defend your person.
Yeah, but also I'd be like, I don't get it, because I would never be like a loser with, like, I would never be with a loser like John, Dorinda.
But he does her dry cleaning.
I'm like, true. Like we said, a housewife man.
Yes.
A house hubby.
A house hubby. And somehow now we're talking about Real Housewives.
Okay. Well, you know.
Anywho, we are so excited. It looks like next week
our
we're going to find out.
Our last full week of Paradise.
Who stays together, who breaks up, who's engaged.
Can't wait.
Oh my goodness. So excited.
All right. Chat soon, broads.
Chat soon.